This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States surged past China for the lead in gold medals on the final day of the Tokyo Olympics on Sunday. The U.S. women's volleyball team defeated Brazil and secured the Americans' 39th gold medal, one more than the Chinese delegation. Japan, the host country for the pandemic-delayed summer games, set a national record with 27 golds and won 58 medals overall. The closing ceremony wrapped up the Tokyo Olympics in fitting fashion Sunday with a spectacle performed in front of thousands of empty seats, continuing the theme of the entire Olympics. But while many criticized the event for being held at all, the decision to go crowdless mostly came off without incident, and the usual handoff to the next games occurred with a preview of Paris 2024. Mozambican forces backed by Rwandan troops on Sunday said they had driven out jihadists occupying a key port town in the gas-rich north of the country. Mozambique's defense ministry confirmed an earlier tweet by Rwanda's army that the joint force had wrested control of the town on Sunday morning. He says they now control government buildings, both the port and airport, a hospital, and other key installations. The port town, from where the first Islamist attacks were staged in October 2017, has since last year become the de facto headquarters of the Islamic State-linked extremists, locally referred to as Al-Shabaab. Mozambican forces have been struggling to regain control over the northern province, home to one of Africa's biggest natural gas projects, a $20 billion site operated by French energy giant Total. Rwanda sent 1,000 troops last month to shore up the Mozambican military. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister said Sunday he holds the Lebanese government responsible for rocket fire launched from its territory, whether the Hezbollah militant group launched the weapons or not. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's comment come days after one of the heaviest flare-ups in violence between Israel and Hezbollah in several years, and indicates Israel could expand its response if the rocket fire continues. Over several days last week, militants in Lebanon launched a barrage of rockets into Israel, drawing rare Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. On Friday, Hezbollah fired additional rockets toward Israel, and Israel responded with heavy artillery shelling. Israel's prime minister spoke a day after the leader of the militant Hezbollah said he'd retaliate against any future Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon, and added it'd be wrong to assume Hezbollah would be constrained by internal divisions in Lebanon or the country's harsh economic crisis. In a statement Sunday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on, quote, all parties to exercise utmost restraint, saying it was important for all sides to avoid actions that can further heighten tensions and lead to miscalculation. Turkey continues to battle the worst wildfires in its history on Sunday as fire crews managed to contain some of the blazes that have hit the country's southern coastal provinces. Strong winds, low humidity, and temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit have contributed to the spread of the fires, which have also hit neighboring Greece. The fires have destroyed tens of thousands of trees and forests in 12 days. 8 people died, and thousands of Turks and tourists have fled major resorts in at least 2 towns. Authorities said at least 36,000 people had to be evacuated, including from some coastal resort towns. Russian authorities started to evacuate 2 villages in a vast region of Siberia, where 155 active forest fires burned Sunday as thousands worked to contain the blazes. Emergency officials say a dozen villages in northeastern Siberia are threatened by the fires. On Saturday, flames destroyed dozens of houses and buildings in another village, and about 400 residents were evacuated, according to local officials. One governor ordered workers to clear fallen trees and dead wood from around the endangered areas. And Congolese authorities said Sunday the coronavirus epidemic has eased in many parts of the country, but remain worried in the economic capital, where not wearing a mask will now be punishable by up to 7 days in jail. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.